So today I want to talk about something that hurts a lot. Some people start their podcasts and think, hey, immediately let's start making money. It's a challenge, monetizing our shows effectively. It's a journey filled with highs and lows, and I thought I'll just share some perspectives on this.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
So let's talk about sponsorships. It seems like the holy grail of podcast monetization, right? But securing sponsorships can be tough, especially for indie podcasters like you and I. Advertisers often look for big numbers, and if you're still growing your audience, it can feel like you're being overlooked. And it's getting worse because bigger brands are the ones who are drawing the attention of advertisers, and nobody's really looking the indie African podcasters' way. It's not just about the number of downloads, it's about engagement and fit. Sometimes, even when you have a dedicated listener base, finding sponsors that align with your content can be tricky. And then, let's look at listener support. Platforms like Patreon, Buy Me a Coffee exist, and this model relies heavily on your listeners' willingness to support you financially. Now, this means you need to have a strong, loyal community. But building that kind of community takes time and consistency. Plus, there's the challenge of creating compelling bonus content that makes supporters feel they're getting extra value. There's merchandising. It's another avenue many podcasters explore, but designing, producing, shipping merchandise requires upfront investment and logistical planning. Now, not to mention, it's not always easy to predict what your audience will actually buy. Sometimes, what you think is a killer design might not resonate with your listeners. Crowdfunding campaigns can be a great way to raise money, but they require a lot of planning and marketing. You need to create a compelling pitch, set realistic goals, and constantly promote the campaign. This can be quite stressful, and there's always the risk of not reaching your goal, which can be disheartening. Let's not forget about affiliate marketing. I've been approached by a few, I've approached a few too, but product market fit. While it can be a good source of income, it demands transparency and trust. You need to ensure that the products or services you're promoting are really valuable to your audience. Otherwise, you risk losing their trust, which is far more valuable than any commission being offered. One of the biggest challenges I face, and I know many of you do too, is simply receiving payments. In some African countries, accessing money from international platforms is a Herculean task. The processes can be cumbersome. I mean, we don't have PayPal here, or rather PayPal refuses to allow us receive money through their platform, but we can send through it. And then sometimes the fees are ridiculously high, eating into the hard-earned money itself. And this is where we really need innovation. So to all the fintech developers out there, if you're listening, please, we need you. There's a huge opportunity to develop solutions that make it easier for podcasters and other digital creators in Africa to receive payments seamlessly and affordably. Your innovation could be the key to unlocking the potential of so many creators who are struggling with this basic yet critical aspect of monetization. And finally, there's the challenge of time management. Monetizing a podcast effectively often requires diversifying your income streams, which means juggling multiple tasks. Between creating content, marketing, engaging with your community, and managing monetization efforts, it can feel overwhelming. It's easy to burn out if you're not careful. What can we do? Persistence and creativity are key. Keep refining your pitch to potential sponsors. Engage deeply with your audience and experiment with different monetization methods to see what works best for you. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Every little victory counts. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. So share your experiences in your communities, learn from others, and keep pushing forward. We're all in this together, navigating the ups and downs of podcasting in the Podverse.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.